All right. All right, so continuing to pay test now, we are pretty much finished with the different types of vestas and all the permutations and so on. The last number of sefim here have to do with the vestas for a katana, for a zakena. Eventually, we'll talk tomorrow and Thursday with the Shabbat Muberes and Menekes to finish up. But here, the topic is vestas for a katana and for a zakena. That'll be today, so we can get through that. If you saw the Gemaras with all the Rashis and long Rashis and Girsa problems, let's look together at source one. The Gemara starts on Daf Tesam and Beis and goes over to Yoram and Aleph. The Gemara says there, Tana Rabbanan Tinokas Shalohi Giazmana. Okay, Tinokas Shalohi Giazmana, which means she's not yet of age to get her period. But then Lo Giazmana Liros. Verasa, she saw Dam. So Palm Rishonim, we say Dayashaita. It happened one time. It's okay, Dayashaita. Nothing. We don't have to look back to anything in the past and so on. Just tell me from here further. Palm Rishonim, Dayashaita. Shnia, Dayashaita. It happened a second time. Again, Dayashaita. But Shlishes, then Harehi Kechol Hanashim. Then she's like everybody else. And Metame, the Ace La'ace, and Bekila Bekidim. And we discussed that earlier. Either we go back 24 hours. Or, to the last time she inspected herself, examined herself, whichever is more recent. Okay? Let's look at Rashi, Tesman Bay, source number two. Again, there's some Girsa issues, but we'll stick with what we have over here. Rashi says, Hachi Garcina, Tanarban, Tinoka, Shalor, Gizmali Rose, Rosa, Parmishona, Dai, Shaita, Shnea, Dai, Shaita, Shishis, Harikol, and Oshim. The Afal Gav, the Legav, Besulas, Doma, Maslis, and Tanan, Bamel, Amu, Dai, and Shaita, Miru, Shona, Abushim, Matama, Aislais. It seems to be against the Mishnah, which says just the first time. The first time it's considered Mishnaita, Maria Rishona, but the second time is Mitama Day. So that's Hani Mili. So it's Rashi, be Giaz Mana Liros, Domim, the Dom Mitsuimba. That's a woman who's of age to start to believe. And therefore, Bechad of Zimna is Chazka. Then one time, the first time you can say, okay, maybe it was a fluke, but it happened only second time, so that's, that's it. Avazu She'ena Ru'i Liros. Okay, but this one who's not of age, she's in a royal, she's not of age to normally expect a period. Then, Tzricha Shetis Chazek B'Chazaka Gemura. She has to have a stronger Chazaka, must count as anything, and therefore, over Trey Zimni have a Chazaka, and that's why I need two times. And Rashi was quick to point out that the Hamas Nisim Rebbe, okay, come on, it's according to Rebbe. Therefore, Hilchok B'Shtei Rios have a Chazaka, and that's why over Shlishis Mitama Meisleis, right, the third time. Harei Kol Anoshim, like the Gemara said there on the first line of source one. Third time, Shlisha is Harei Kol Anoshim, and Tamim Eis Leis, and Bekila Bekido. That's why on the third time, already she's like everybody else. Okay? But he read this Chazik, while he goes about the Tumla Freya, Kehecha the Psalm of Sisi, the Gizmah, the Rosh Mecheska, the Mecheska Bechada, the Yabba, the Rabbana, Dai Shai, the Boz, the Avzos, the Mokzak, the Riyah Shnia, Dai Shai, the Chetira, the Shlisha. And even the third time, you don't have to, the third time she's not metame she's metame slays, yeah, right. It's only on the third time. On the second, after two times. After on the second, you don't have to be machmen and go back to meislays and bekila kidim. Okay, all right. That's point one. Point two of the Gemara on the second line. Avru alei shalosh onos. Okay, after she establishes chazaka, that's Rashi says. After she establishes Chazaka, okay, meaning Shalosh Onos when she didn't see anything. Now she established herself that she is bleeding, and now three Onos went by where she didn't see anything. Okay, and then again, Barasa. Okay, then Barasa. So we say again, Dayashaita. Dayashaita. Those three times went by that she didn't bleed, which would seem to indicate that, maybe she wasn't really starting to bleed yet, right? Because she had three onus that went by, which she didn't. And now another, then Rasa, so then we're back to Dayashaita, okay? Dayashaita, Rashi explains, Kirby Lezer, come on, the Amar Kol Isha She'Avrela Shalosh Onos Dayashaita. Well, Lezer holds, any woman who skips, who misses three onus, then the next time is Dayashaita. And because say for Afbiki is mana barasa, Avrela Shalosh Onos barasa Dayashaita Amar Belezer. That's a shita of Belezer. Okay, that even someone who's of age. Okay, if three owners go by, then we go back to Dayashaita. Okay, so far so good. Now, continues the Gemara. Back in the second line of one. The old Avuela Shalosh Onos Verasa. That happened the second time. You know, she established herself. Then three Onos went by and she didn't see anything. Then came, she did see. So that we say again, Daishati. Now again, three Onos went by, right? Again. Again, the Gemara is a little confusing, but we'll get it together. Right? Again, old over alas, shalosh onos v'rasa, then still die a shaita. Still die a shaita. Okay? Yeah. Now, if old over alas, shalosh onos v'rasa, but then if that happened a third time, then harehi k'chol ha'noshim. Okay, then harehi k'chol ha'noshim. V'tama eisleis, or v'kida l'v'kida. All right, period. So let's look in Rashi. It happened a third time, and a third time she saw after a hiatus of 3 months of three owners, right? Let's look in Rashi. The old Avala Ginus on Gilos Rosa, Matam Aislays, the Gloy Milsa, the Hana Havsak was love seal of Dumbum, Haim Elishin of Essence. It happened three times already. So, see, why do we assume, again, we're talking about a girl who's not really of age to believe, right? So she does and she establishes herself, then fine. But now if three owners go by, so then we assume that, the, as Rashi said here, Gloy Milsa, that the hafsakos were, you know, indicated she was not really bleeding. Whatever that was before, that wasn't real menstrual, she wasn't getting her period yet, okay? But if it happened already three times like that, in other words, she saw it, then she had a three-month hiatus, then saw it, 3 months hiatus, a third time. So then, it says Rashi, Igloi Milsa, the hanach hafsakos, lav siluk domenheim, elo shimei vesus, below she kibna elo shepichso sirkin amin la'el. Okay, that's that's the exact same amount of time going by and so on. Now, the question now, the Rashi answers, but 1 second. If we establish a Mishnah like Rabbi Yehuda, like Rabbi, so it should have to twice. Why did it have to have Avra, Alea, Gimel, Son? Oh, the Od means a third time. Look carefully in the Gemara, right? Avra, Alea, the second line. Avra, Alea, Shalosh, Onos, Rasa. Daishaita. Avra, Alea, Shalosh, Onos, Daishaita. Avra, Alea, Shalosh, Onos, Rasa. Hare, Kalan, Hashem. Wait a minute. We said before the mission is like Rebbe, so she only after two times, right? So the Gemara says, "Rashi of Afaga the Rebbe Hachazor Treis Yimri, Melchocha, oh, Melchocha the Shina Vessel the Dilek Lav Silik Dam Hein Afil Hachi Lo Metamim La Bishnei Meis Leis the Cave and the Lo Igias Maleros Have Afsoka Rishona Masakina Bechazor Es Tekad Musak. The first one doesn't count. The first Hafsoka, so to speak, the first 3 months hiatus, the three owner hiatus. That doesn't count as anything. That doesn't count because that's machzikino bechazer sekad musa. She went back to her normal previous status of being someone who doesn't is not of age to bleed. You follow? But the first 3 month hiatus doesn't count. All right. Shalom you old dam and mitzuyin bo. Utzvicha shetischazik kibatchila. She has to start over again. In effect, upam rishon oshia daishai to sishim tamei sleis. That's Rebbe. Okay. A hilchoch. Okay, good. That's Rashi. Yeah. Now continues the Gemara back to the Gemara. Third line. All of this is look at the beginning again was Tanar Abanan Tinokas Shaloi Giyazman. All of this we were just talking about now is Tanar Abanan Tinokas Shaloi Giyazman. However, Ukashi Giyazman Liros. Now the third line, you see, towards the end of the third line, the very bottom of Testament base, third line in our sources here. Ukshigiyas manaliros pam rishona daishaita. That shnia already metam meisleis and bekila bekila. If she's of age to begin to have a period, right? That's something else. Okay. That's that. Then after one time, that's it. Right. So she's pam rishona daishaita. First time not, but shnia metam meisleis and bekila bekila. Okay. With her. But her also, if again you have the 3 month hiatus, that's what we said, like the Belezer, the 3 month hiatus will be again, Dayashaita. All right, as Rashi says, the second last Rashi, Rabbelezer, he damar fila yalda. Okay, an older, you know, not a tinokus, but a yalda, older, meaning higia as manaliros, then a fila yalda, shavala shalshon's Dayashaita. Fine. All right, so far so good, everyone. Yeah, I mean, okay, Amar. Very bottom of Testament base. Amar Mar. Avru alea shalosh onos dayashaita. Okay. Right. So that's what we said, right? Amar Mar. Those Rashi. Gabi tinokis shalohi giyaz manaliros. Getting back to a younger girl. It's not of age. Okay. V'ra'asa shalosh pamim. V'charkach avala shalosh onos v'ra'asa daya shaita. So we're asked now, turning over to Yudim and Aleph, second paragraph of one. Hadar kachazi be'onos mai. Okay. What if she did not have a 3 month hiatus? She had a normal hiatus. Okay. Hadar kachazi be'onos achariyazu, says Rashi. Right. Mai. All right. What does it mean mai? So again, the Rashi. Remember all these long Rashis. Mai. We say daya shaita or matamala yisleis. In other words, she sees now in a normal amount of time. Let's say 30 days. Not a long hiatus. Not missing three onos. Just a regular hiatus. Okay, regular period of time not seeing done. You understand the kasha? Let's see Rashi. What are the two studying? Mai. Daya shaita matamala yisleis. Mi amrinan. Hadi kasani basava od arbala gima onos dafka kasani. Maybe we only say daya shaita if she had those the three onos dafka, he chazil himself onam mitame is leist. But after regular time, mitame is leist. Dafka gavdul gizmal eros. Even though she's not old enough, came of the huxuk or raw kodem havsukos gimel onos rishonos harayuki gizmana. V'chivsika rishonos v'rosa daishaita by hiriya kamelezer. V'chichaz yisul himself onam mitame is leist. Kol yisur sharbol gimelos. The ain daishaita la rishona. Aber hechad the chazu v'avu gimels. Gimel Sias Rasa Daya Shaita Bahiriya Kibalezer. Okay? Skip a few lines down, Rashi. That's one side. Odilma, Ichazai, the self ona, Nami Koshikated Daya Shaita. The Mukhuk Musa, the Sakri Shonas, the Seal of Domahai, some of those Shinivesses. The Eshoma, the Chazukat, the Kadmusa. So those are two tough. The question is basically about this 3 month hiatus. Okay? Is this Ktana? Okay? Is the Ktana? Who had, had two rios. Is she now like any other woman? Okay. So after a 3 month hefsik, okay, we'll say daya shaita for her first ria after that hiatus. But she'll be metamim eis leis on any subsequent. Right? This is the first time, like we said over the first time, we'll say daya shaita, but after any other subsequent ria, then she's like anybody else. Okay. And there's nothing unique about her hiatus. Right? Or do we say no? Her first hiatus basically sent her back to her original status of someone who doesn't see dam. So therefore now she has to establish a new chazaka. Let's just start over again. It won't be mitame yisleis the second time. Right? That's what it boils down to. The problem is, according to the first thud, okay, we have to say the Bryce is like Rebbe in the first part, okay, if he's telling the third reading, like Rashi Gamliel in the second part. Because Rashi Gamliel said she's not Tamil afraid until after the third hiatus. That's a little bit of a difficulty. Okay, that's Rashi sensitive to that. Anyway, that's the Gemara's question. So the Gemara answers, Amar of Gittel Amarav, Pam Rishona Ushniya Dayashaita, Shish Matame said Gil Makita. Okay, so back to Rashi. Amar of Gittel, Pam Rishona, Hi Hariya Smuchalav Soka Rishona, the first Ria after the first hiatus. Ushniya here she is sof ona daya sof ona the daya shaita then the shlishis interior owed the sof ona matameis leis. Okay, and therefore says Rashi, important Rashi, the fourth Rashi, behind the naka tana ba'od aru ala gimel onos rabuzo the naka the kol shekeni chayz beonos to mukhamil so that psalka kamayis the sila kavi bechula rebbe. This way it's like the second sad, in effect, in which case it's all like rebbe, the second sad. In other words, the first hiatus, the first tafsoka, whatever, basically sent her back to being like original status of not seeing dam. Oh, okay, that's how the Gemara works out. And then the Gemara finally, back in one, will ask, same question, okay, after the second, okay, so the sugya winds up, again, the kasha of Mai. Rashi says again, "Daya shaita matamidei mi aminan that hada tana b'sura riyah shlishis b'afsoka dafka nakat." Okay, and therefore, if she saw after the first time, it says "Daya shaita," because the second afsoka also, the second latest also sends her back to being her original status. Odilma, no, that far we don't go. Anyway, that's the Gemara. Bottom line, we can read through it. Bottom line, the Gemara is saying when you have a tinokas, shalohigia zman aliros. And then she saw, so the first and the second time she's Daishaita. When she sees the third time, she's like all other Nashim, okay, and Mitame Slaves, Mekiluchid, etc. If she saw once and then, the conclusion, if she saw once and then three owners passed, and then she saw again, it's still Daishaita. If this happened again, it's still Daishaita. Okay, if it happened a third time, now she's like all Nashim, and she's Mitame Slaves, Mekiluchid. If she saw a second time after a normal owner, she's Daishaita, but again, on the third time, she's Mitame Slaves, Mekiluchid. That's the summary of the Gemara. Good. Okay. So that's just the background. Rashba points out as follows. So source number four. This is in the Bayis HaKotzer. Okay, first I printed here. The Bayis HaKotzer by Zion Shar Gimel. The Bayis Archi goes through the whole sugya. Okay, so if you have time, you can read it. The Bayis HaKotzer says the following. Source four. Again, is all by Zion Shar Gimel. V'tinokas shelo higiyas ma'aliros. V'hiktana shelo higiyas le'yimei ha'na'urim. Not yet of age, okay? V'shelo higiyas simonim. She doesn't have any physical, you know, properties and so on. Harehi kovas vesek chalashim begimel ruios b'shara vesas uvedalad vesas hafoga. Okay, she's kovay three, or as we know, you need four rios for a floga. We discussed that already. Ella sheyesh hefresh beino ven gedola. There's still a difference in her and a regular adult. She'afo pisha huksik or rov a kovel vesas imposka gimel onos benios shehim tzadiyom. If she stopped for three normal onos, 90 days, in other words. Below Rosa, this stop meaning a hiatus, no dam. Eino choshesh levesis rishona klal. The choseris zu lekadmusa. She goes back to her status as a little girl and so on. A filo choseros boson onos, try salimudoros behen. Eino choshesh al shetachso vitipueno gimel pomim. Okay, lefisha ein bas domen. Vinisgala shadom rishona mikri havo. It was the first thing, it was a fluke. It was a strange thing, a bodily function or whatever. Okay, but she's not considered to be. Ena bas domen. Then Ross or Gimel Rios, Megimel Onos, and so on and so forth. If she saw an exact amount of time, she'll piss her suit. This galus adila rishon ena silik domen el shini vessels. But if that hiatus situation happens, that's their old vessels adiluk, right? That's what he's saying. It's basically the vessels adiluk. Okay, it's not silik domen. It's a shini vessels. Lefichah. And now they end up being four, so you have three aflogos. Okay, three aflogos. Right, that's the Rashbo. You understand? Everyone get it? That's Rashbo in the Bayis Aruch. Okay? That Tinokas Shalagizman Liros, who doesn't have Shanim, doesn't have Simonim, or so on and so forth, she can establish a vessel between, but the difference in her and Gedola is if there's a 90-day break between the Rios, will disregard the first Riyah, even if she saw after that at a normal interval of time, we assume that the first Riyah was a fluke. Okay, she'll have to establish it again three times. Yeah. That's what he means. I think that's what he means. Yeah. I don't think so. I mean, three owners. Yeah. He says, Gimel Onos Ben Rasheim Tzadiyom. Does he mean literally? I'm not sure. I don't think so. Okay. That's in the Bayis Bayis. I call it the Bayis Aruch. It just says, Komar. Ain hefresh bein shechazav. This is in source five. Klomer ain hefresh bein shechazav. Also, also in source five, zachonos baonos murchokos. Bein shechazav, some baonos bein rios. So the Gemara had that as a kasha. Right? The Gemara asks, do you have to have this long hiatus, or even as a normal? I think 90 like the normal hiatus, like the normal time. The laolam atzitir ol shalosh rios achas shivsika and mukzekes alma dinam mikar. Okay, okay. That's special. So let's look finally here in the Shulchan Aruch in Sif Chav Zayin by us in Sif Kuf Peites. The Shulchan Aruch says, like this, Rashba. Tinokas shelo higiyas zman liros. V'hi k'tanas higiyas lamei nurim afilu aviyah shtei saris. Okay? Even if she has some bodily sign. V'chein afilu higiyas lamei nurim bet kuva v'lo aviyah shtei saris. Hi kovas vestas k'shar noshim b'sholosh rios b'shar vestos v'arba vestas aflogos. Like the, more or less like the Rashba. Quoting the Rashba almost verbatim. Ela sheish hefresh b'ino l'vein l'gdolo. Shafa p'ish shuhusik oro v'kavala vestas in posko gima onus b'ino z'yosu says she'n tzariyom. Not sure. He also says Shem Tzadiyom. Below Rasa. Eina choshesh v'esvishon klal v'chosel kadmusa. Afilu chosel leos ba'onos osan onos v'esalimuda leos ba'en eina choshesh v'asher tafsa v'tikpeno gimel pomem v'she'ena bas domem v'nizgalos dom rishon mikro hayom. But Rasa gimel rios v'gimel onos v'chubonos v'lo p'chsa v'osira nizgalos that's a diluk. She diluk v'shona eina siluk domem elos shina v'eses. L'fichach v'yir shona sh'meni tzkila dalik mitzarefes l'gimel rios achronos v'nimtzu dalad rios. The Gimel HaFlogos, Bein Ehem, Mitzali, Tzali, and so on. On the other hand, in Pichso Sira, it wasn't an exact number of days, so then you can't establish HaFlogos. Okay? You know, Kavanah says HaFlogos. HaFlogos means exact same interval. Okay, that's the Shulchan Aruch. So the Taz says, okay, as follows. El Adama Bara Kosher, it's a long Taz, but I'm quoting part of it here. It's Sukkot Mem Gimel. The Taz basically says that the first stoppage of Dam, the first hiatus, and I'm calling it hiatus, I don't know if it's the right word or not, but the first stoppage, okay, if that happens again, okay, so it doesn't eliminate, if it happened the second time, then it won't eliminate the first one. In other words, El Adama Bara Kosher 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 Achar Havsoka Shnia. Lo havadina kachar of sukkah rishona. Leaning shit to star kachar kach mechadish od bezuits of elabria achas achar and sasuka gam rishona. In other words, it has to happen three times to be kovea. So we said once doesn't help. What if it's twice? So twice also is not enough. But the question is, if it happened the second time, does that second time also, you ignore that, that's also, what's the status of the second time? That's what the Taz is saying. Taz is saying that the first hiatus knocks out the whole vessels. But if it happens the second time, okay, then it becomes like a vessel in a kavua. Right? Then it's already in the mix. All right. All right. So it happens the second time, it already brings the first one back into the picture. Not enough to make a chazoka, but enough to not to disregard it. That's the Taz. Okay. The Shach in Zukot and Samachay seems to disagree. Let's see, does he? The Shach. I'm not sure. One second. The Shach disagrees, no? Shach in Zukot and Samachay. That's what he says. El Shech Shevet Kolma de Begadola Kishakova Vesamila El Debin and Shachat Avigim upon him. Okay, that's fine. One time. Yeah, right. The shach here says that if she saw, let's say you have a regular woman, a gdola, okay. Let's say she saw every second month. She saw like every other 15th of the month or every other Rosh Chodesh something. So then she's kovei aves. It happens three times, and three times I have to undo it. But for ktana, just one hiatus of 90 days is needed to undo the vessels. That's how the Taz HaShon explains the Shach. Take a look at the Kotman Mem Tes. Afilo haisa vessels, vessels, sirg, beis chadoshim, beis chadoshim, v'chein vessel aflogah, melamed hei, lamed hei, okay, v'gdolo b'inan sh'abu ala gimel pomim, v'beis chadoshim, beis chadoshim, o gimel pomim, 35 to 35. Asheinu kan, the sagi b'gimel onus benedis, v'enach hoshes, v'ashvish on the wall. Okay, that's what explains the Shach. Well, oh, here, in the Kudas HaKesef, it's in Yud Aleph, Masha Kosev and so on, Medivah Hashbo, that's the Ornachon, Masha Hel, Inyan Dina, the Tinoka, Shirosh, Shalosh, Pamim, Choshesh, of Eshena Kavua, ain't an early call. Right, that's where he disagrees. Here's where the Shach disagrees with the Taz. Here he says, it becomes Eshena Kavua, it's not true. Okay? And he says, that's the Dina of a Tinoka, so she has no Vesus Kavua. Look at the third to last line. Avol kishein lo vesis kavua, ein a choshesh's klal shematire. Okay, it's completely knocked out. It doesn't have a ves. It doesn't become like a ves ein a kavua. So that's my hope is a shot and a taz. Okay, if you remember earlier, back in Kuf Pei Dalet in Siv Gimel, I printed it over here again. Source 11 says, "Remember medvar mawur migdola v'tana shelo yila me'anurim v'lo aviyah. Someone ain't tzarich lifor some chavesta calls man shelo kavato gimel pamim." So he says here three times, okay? In other words, back in Kuf Pei Dalet in Gimel, Akhtana did not reach the age, and she doesn't have Simonim and so on. She doesn't need to be parished on the day of Reveses as long as it's not been Nikmah three times, okay? And the Pesachei Tshuva there, it's in Kuf Pei Dalet, you go out and test, right? Mashma da fila ros arbe pam kol zman shel kov aveses enoch hoshesh is klal. It's like the Shach over here, like the Kudas HaKesef. Enoch hoshesh is klal. He says, for iron batas, says the Pesach Teshuva, we didn't look at them, but now we see the Taz. Iron batas, come to Kamku Paytas, Kamam Gimel, Shadaito, Dimra, so Gimel Pamim, Afal Pisan, who has become a Choshesh, Kaylu Zakis Liros, Urakurza Kesar Cholakalov, and so on. And he says at the end, he quotes the Siddur Tar and the Chavaz Das, agree with the Taz, Lachumra. Okay, so that takes care of that. Yes, good. All right, that's point number one. Good. And that's by a Ktana. That is by a Ktana. That's not terribly, I mean, we spent time on it because it's in the Shulchan Aruch and in the Zekana, it's not terribly relevant too often in the Halacha L'Maaseh. More relevant is the Zekana, or Zekana. And if you remember correctly, we discussed it in the past, the Mishnah says, okay, everyone okay with Ktana? I mean, again, it's not so much Noger, okay, to be honest. But, I mean, although it is, I mean, you know, it's noted the women, young girls do get their period earlier nowadays than the previous generation. Some say it has to do with the diet. Some say it has to do with the not such good parts of our diet and so on, or eating certain types of foods and so on. So, you know, the maturation process is different. But still, this kind of case is I don't think, to my knowledge, doesn't come up too often. And again, it's not that relevant, Allah Almighty, anyhow, because they're not married. They're not keeping his dinim. But the Zekana is more relevant, and that is in 13. Okay, the Gemara says, Zayin Amud Aleph, bottom of the page, Mishnah. Velez Omer, remember, Arba Nashim Dayin Shaitim, Sula, okay, which means a young girl in this case, Muberis, Meinika Zekana, Omer Shua Anilo Shemati Elab Sula, Avalachi Abelezer, we discussed it. Ezu's, now we're talking about the Zekana, and the reason I'm going this order, because I'm kind of following the Shulchan Aruch's order. So it says, Ezu is Zekana, that's the key for us right now, which is on the Zionist base. Ezra, who's a Cana, calls to Avu Aleh Shalosh Anos Samoch Ziknasa. And Rashi explains, like we saw in the previous mission, which was this earlier, Shalavu Aleh means Shalo Rasa. Whenever we have that expression, Avu Aleh, okay, go back to source number one for a second. Avu Aleh, right? It says, the old Avu Aleh. But Avu Aleh means Avu Aleh Shalo Rasa. It passed by without her seeing anything. That's why I explained that. Important Rashi. He's telling the expression of the Mishnah and the Gemara, Avru Aleha means Avru Aleha without there having been any dam. Okay, anyway, so Shalosh Anos will explain, Samoch Lizaknos will explain also. But that's the Mishnah definition of the Kena. Okay, the Mishnah definition of the Kena is someone who has three normal cycles, we'll call it, okay, three normal monthly cycles have passed, and she didn't see her. She didn't say any dam, as long as it's samoch l'ziknasa. So the Gemara asked on Tesamad Aleph, okay? The Mishnah was on Zayin Amud Aleph, and go over to Zayin Amud Beis. Now the Gemara on this Mishnah asks, on the bottom of Tesamad Aleph, 15, Ezer is Kena, Kol Sh'arba Le'a Shosh Ono Samoch l'ziknasa. The Gemara asks, what do you mean? Hechidami samoch l'ziknasa. How do we define that? Okay, well, she's 22, she can have three periods go by also. So what does it mean, Samoch Ziknasa? Omer Yehuda, Kol Sheh Chavrosa, Omer Zalav Zekenahi. Rabbi Yehuda said, you know, people refer to her as an older lady. Okay, people call her an older lady. That someone whose friends refer to her, she's an older lady already. Right? It's known. Rav Shimon Omer, Kol Sheh Korin La Ima Ve'Eina Busha. Right, she's they refer to her as, you know, grandma or something, you know, and she's not embarrassed about it. Not embarrassed about it. She understands that she's older. We're discussing some of, you know, about the parent. At what point do you no longer say, my parents are getting old? You know, at what point are they old? Sometimes people talk, you know, my parents are getting older. At what point are they already older? They're not getting older anymore. I mean, everyone's getting older every minute, but just colloquially, it's in question. At a certain point, you know, my parents, my whatever, getting older. But they are old already. All right, anyway. So that's the question, really. That's really the question, okay? And that's how the Yerushalmi, it doesn't really answer, okay? Tosus there quotes the Yerushalmi, okay? By the way, but just to finish up, the Gemara, what's the difference? Okay, so you know, she's not happy about it, but she tolerates it. But if you look in the Tosas there in Tesam Bay, Dumas Kol Shakori in 16, says, Yushalmi Parchibidaita Tuya Dover. It's going to be up to her to decide what she's comfortable with, what she's not comfortable with, and so on. Look in the Rishalmi is here in either Parak Aleph Halacha Daled 17. Okay, the Rishalmi says, Zakena, Rishim Rulaka, Shomer Kosher, and so Ima made him a credit with Aita Dara Tolly. Okay, and that's how the Premosha explained, right? The Premosha on that Rishami and Parakal of Alpandal here in either 18 of the Daita Daratolik, who Daita Tulia, who the name of the Enamak Pettis, Afal Pish, she's came to Daya Shaita. We're going to say, you know, well, what if she's not Makbir? What, you know, we're going to change our Lacha? Amar Oven, Halkin Koma, Kosi, Uyali Kros Ima, Machmazikroso, Koma, she Enamak Pettis, Oli Ruli Kros, you know, Ima within Zakana Yesha. It's still somewhat subjective. But it means, you know, in societally, and people know she's an older woman. She's referred to it. It's clear that she, I don't know whether people call her an older woman, whether she's machbit or not. It doesn't matter what she holds. And, you know, she's an older woman. Okay. Now, I don't know what age that would be. But, you know, there is sort of, it's not fixed, but the menopause is at a certain, you know, within a certain realm. Yes, there are women who get it very early, there are women very late. But I think there's this, you know, more than kind of a standard average. So the Rashbo writes in the Bais HaKotzer, again 19. Rashbo writes.
Why isn't this just like a subjective thing? Like she's in the canon when she stops. Like why don't we just say objectively when she doesn't see it for 3 minutes?
Well, because the problem is that sometimes they'll have these the hiatuses and they come back afterwards. And that.
It's been like a couple of months.
A couple months. It can happen. Yeah, it can happen. It could happen with menopause. It's not so fixed.
You get to like a year or something?
Yes, I would have preferred it to give an age, frankly, but...
age
is also somewhat subjective, yeah.
Yeah, I
hear. I mean, that you know, Shulchan Aruch says... All right, it's a good question. I'm not really sure. I'm sure it says. I know the halacha. I just don't know why they created it this way. There's still some subjectivity, you know, there's still some subjectivity to it. I guess it means that a person knows deep down that they're older, you know, and this is, because why, in this realm, why would a woman who is not being, and it's not so much to call her grandma or whatever, but she knows in terms of her body that she knows what's going on. That you know, I mean, it's usually, again, usually the heaviness of the periods change, becomes lighter. She understands. Women can feel in their body what's going on. You know, so it's not just that, you know, she dolls herself up and then, oh, what, look at that old lady, and she feels terrible about it. You know, I mean, I think it's a combination of being honest with yourself, you know, and not necessarily the appearance by itself. And what do they say today? I don't know, 60 is the new 40 or some expression like that. 40 is the new 60. I forgot. No, the other way, no.
Oh, yeah,
60 is a new 40. Now, 50 is a new 30. I don't know. It is somewhat subjective. The Shulchan Aruch, the Rashbo writes, Rashbo in the Bai Zion, Shar Gimel 19, writes, V'chach z'keina, k'ein z'keina, sh'obar l'gimel onus m'she z'kina. Lo ros, ha'ezim v'zak z'domim, b'ein ha'chuz av'es v'shon, ha'ezim z'keina, kol sh'korin, ha'ezim z'keina m'v'nav, machman z'gino, z'ein ha'mak pedis. Deep down, she knows what's going on. The Rambam also, Hilchus Rebiya Perek Tes Alef Ha'hei, Zakena culture of Tzadi Yom some of the Zimnasa Ezu Zakena culture Kornos Zakena of Enemak Peretz. That's what they all say, and that's what it says here in the Shulchan Aruch too. Simchavches, Simkuf Peites, Simchavches. 21. The Kain Zakena Shavur Leh Shalosh Onus Mishis Kina LaRos Aharizim Usakas Domim Ena Choshesh Leves Rishon Ktana Zakena Ena Choshesh Leves Shena Kavua. That's a different point, an important point. Okay, that's on the Beis Yosef. All right, that the Shulchan Aruch adds at the end over here. The Shulchan Aruch basically says three owners pesh and see, but he just adds a point to the end, okay? And he says the katana zakena and al choshesh leves shena kavua, which is what we asked that question. I mean, it's not choshesh anything. That's the bottom line. It's out. It's over. The Beis Yosef here, I printed here in 22, right? Masha Kosu old Bechain Zakana Shavala Gimel Onus Mishkina, Parakama Danita Tanan. I quote the Mishnayos, the Gemara, and so on, and all the different opinions. And he said, Venira da Aloch Gab Shimon, Imishum de Kama Kavasa Gabihud, Imishum de Fliga Amorai Lebe. Okay, the we pass in this area like Rabbi Shimon was one who said shakorin la ima menabusha. Okay, not like Rabbi Huda who said it had to do with kol chavusa, you know, what her friends say and so on and so forth. Okay, it's more in terms of her, I suppose. We pass like Rabbi Shimon either because in general we pass like Rabbi Shimon in the absence against Rabbi Huda, or because the later Amoraim are working within Rav Shimon's statement, you know, in a busha. All right. So the Shulchan Aruch here says in Sifchav Tes, well, sometimes you have to wonder why, I don't know why the Mechaber made this a separate Sif. But if you look in Sifchav Ches, the Chayin Zekena Sh'arba La Shosh On Shekim Elor Asar Zimelachet Mesulachet Domim Enecho Shesh Oves Darishon. I would have expected, what's a zakena? I mean, whatever. I just don't understand why 23 sif chav tes is a separate sif. Whoever did it, I mean, but why would he do that? You look in the Beis Yosef. It's, I mean, the numbers in the Beis Yosef are new. The sif identification of Beis Yosef, which is a new, not in the old editions of the Torah of Beis Yosef. Okay, I mean. I know that now, if you look at what this Machon Dvar, Shir's Dvar, whatever, the nice tour. The nice tour basically lines up the Beis Yosef and the Bach with the Simon, with the Sif and the Shulchan Aruch, which is very helpful. Sometimes not always in order, if you've gone through it. Sometimes it, or sometimes it's split up. Part of Sif Yod will be earlier in the Beis Yosef, part of Sif Yod will be later in the Beis Yosef, but it is well organized. But that's new. Usually, I know when I would refer to it in the Beis Yosef, I would refer to it by the Dibur Maskel, you know, what's in the bold print. But this is better. But here in the Beis Yosef, in looking 22, Chav Ches and Chav Tes are together. So I don't know why Chav Tes is not, why it's a separate thing. Okay, I don't make a big deal about it. That's what he said. Ezik Tana, Sekenek Kolcha, Sheruya, Shekorin, Lo Ima, V'Vareh, Machon, Ziknus, V'Enecho, Sheshes. Okay? The Taz, Zikot, Mem, Hei, points out, the Beis Yosef, Hevi Khan Plut the Bigamar, Bisham Hur Bishiman, because of the Yadua, the Lakh of Shem, we just saw that Beis Yosef, right, in 22. The Taz quotes, in the Kama Kavach Abihudu, Ushgogahi. Okay, he said, but that's not true. The Behaj Amrina Be'erbin, the Lakh of Behuda, Gabri Shimon. Okay, and he has other places where we pass him like Abihudu against of Shimon. Okay, and this is an important point because I want you to look carefully, go back to the Gemara for a second. It's not a major, it's needed. You should look back in the Gemara, okay, on 15. This is a Gemara. Omar Rav Yehuda. Okay, that's not the same as Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda was a Tanan, Rav Yehuda is an Amor. Not the same people. On the other hand, it sounds like he has an argument with Rabbi Shimon. That's a little strange because you look, at 15, right? Ezus Kena, Kol Shavu Lashos Anasamz Hechidam Isamz Ganasa, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Kol Shavu Lashos Anasamz Ganasa, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi, and then it turns out Rabbi Zeira and Rabbi Shmuel, so who are Amoraim, right? Shmuel Rietzchak those are Amoraim. So it sounds like probably the beginning is also Amoraim, so that would make sense. But the Beis Yosef assumed that in the beginning of this Machokas, it was Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, the Tanoim, were arguing, and we're passing like Rabbi Shimon, and that's where the other Amoraim are elaborating or extrapolating upon Rabbi Shimon's ruling. That's what Beis Yosef said it before in 22, and that's how he rules in Shulchan Aruch. But the Taz says it's a mistake, because first of all, we pass like Rabbi Huda against Rabbi Shimon, okay? And number two, Agav Shitve Lo Dok, Gam Shom, Elo Dekol Makom Kamanik Shom Kerb Shimon, Midura, fine. And he says, what we're talking about here is this Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon Lav Tanoihem? It's not Rabbi Yehuda. It's not Rabbi Yehuda the Tana and Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Yehuda the Stam is Rabbi Yehuda Bari Lawyer. So Rabbi Shimon the Stam, Rabbi Shimon is a Shimon Yachai. That's not what we're talking about over here. Okay, the member says Rabbi Yehuda. It's Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon Lakish Amoraim. That's what it is here. Ela Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon Lakish. Okay, and he says that's how the Rashba spells it out. Just a side interesting point, but. The Taz says that it's not that we usually hold like Rabbi Huda against Rabbi Shimon, but this has nothing to do with Rabbi Huda and Rabbi Shimon. Here we're talking about the Amoraim. Rabbi Yehuda and Rav Shimon Lakish. Okay, so that to who we hold like that is irrelevant. All right, anyway, just an observation from the Taz. It's a cotton memvav, Taz writes, Ein HaChoshesh, it's Meisos Mei Plut, Rav Shimon, Rav Zeri, Rav Bush, Rav Chedis, Rav Hamam, Pasuk, Rav Andomar, Ein HaMakperes, Benil, Rav Yatur, Shal Chorach, Shal Chosh, Ein HaChoshesh, Mash, Rav Davka, Ein HaBush, Rav Meir, Lo Mikri, Zekena, El Ad, Shal Tochosh, Klal, Afilu, Bederak, Bush, Ahar, Al Chumro, Shal Davka, Mikri, Zekena. You have to wait until she's not at all embarrassed about it. Okay. However, the Vilna Gaon points out the Kotan Mem Zion that we can be makel because Vessels are born anyway. Right? Look at the 25. Okay, against that Taz, not that Zibusha, just not Makwin, there's something in between. Can you make the Vessels are born? Okay, the Vessels are born. That's a question whether she has to be not Makwin or just, you know, that's what it looks like. Or she has to be, you know, she's not embarrassed about it at all. And that's a different, those are different levels. And she might not be makbir, but she's embarrassed about it, right? So the Torah HaShlomim, Yaakov also writes in Sukkot Nun Dalad, right? He quotes Machokas and he writes, Uposak on the second line, Harashbo, Barama, right? Chorucham, Kimano, Shinamakpedis, okay, which is like the Ushalmi. And furthermore, since the Umidir Abonon, the whole Vest Abonon, anyway, so it's only cooler. But the Lord, not like the Taz, not like the Taz, okay? End of that issue. Next, will be Sif Lamed, right? Sif Lamed. So the Gemara says, Tana Rabbanan, look at 27, it's the same Gemara, Tessim Beis, Tana Rabbanan. Zekena, she'obro aleh, obro aleh, and again, obro aleh means without seeing done. Obro aleh, shalosh onas, verosa, then she saw, like we had before about the Ketana. So what if she came back? She did see. So then Daya Shaita the first time. The old Avrola Shalosh Onos Verosa, Dai Shaita. The old Avrola Shalosh Onos Verosa, then Hari Kacholanoshim. Umetame is Leis, Bekil Akir, Velo Mabai, Shekivne, Alafilo Pixo, Alafilo Hosira. So it doesn't have to be, in this case, an exact Kaflogo. The third Rita demonstrates not only that she's not Mishlech as Domin, but she's now Kovei and Uvesis. Right? So that's what comes out from the Gemara. Yeah. Right, any problem? So Rashi says, Hari Kol Nashmi, the came of the Ostok HaKsholosh problem, Ainz is still done, and the Shinavessas. Get her back to Vessas or Dilu. That's what happened three times, and it's a Shinavessas. The Chi Tame Tigli Milsam Afreya Shapur Shonam, he talks to Dom Mitzim, but Rasa Nit Matarasam Afreya, but Achmar Bana Kule Hai Me Islays. Here, it's not Rashi bothered, it's not like the same with the Ketana, who never saw it, and say it's a fluke thing. If she saw, she would go back to the first. This shows that, she, and that was a normal Riyas Dam. She was a normal woman. She was an adult woman, right? So the Rabbanon are not machmir that much. She kivna, she rosa, sholosh Riyas halal b'tishim yom or b'yom tishim echad or whatever. Okay, and I feel a pitzer on kigon. We shonot tishim sholosh, shneil sof tishim u'shnayim, u'shishol tishim echad. Oh, sira, she went the other direction, right? All these cases in the Talmud may slays. Fine. Okay, so that's the Gemara if she saw again. So again, the Rashba writes in the Bais Aruch again. It's a pasuk like this case. One second. It doesn't matter whether the haflog was equal or not. So let's go down to the Shohar, the Lamed, Sif Lamed. Chaz over also, Dina kedi tinokas lo gizman liros. Funny formulation. If she was chazav rasa, she was same like a tinokas shelo higiyas mana liros. Meaning we discount that first riyah. Okay? And the Birago explains, chazav rasa means what's alama achal gima onas. After there's the three parts. Okay, that's straightforward enough. Next. I want to get through Sif Lamed Beis today to finish this up. So here now, Sif Lamed Aleph. Again, based on the Rashba. Again, based on the Rashba. Zekena zu, she'avra la shalosh onos, v'ros al achar mikan, be'onoseh, she'ilimuda liras bahen, bein shaflogas, bein shayam, mistabra li, she'chazeres ha'kviyus ha'rishon. And that's different from the Ketana. If she now starts to see again, either the same day, or the same afloga, the same pattern she was accustomed to before, then she goes back to her previous kriyas, ketza. Imhaya Vestas Biyam Kvum Afilo Bipam Achaz Husikazu, okay, We invest ourselves, lugless mysterios, Karishona. This also goes back to having one Ria the normal time, that sets her back to the norm. Or if it's a flog, you have to have two Rias. So I said, it was just by coincidence. Again, this does happen sometimes. This does happen. This is no gaya. Okay, that sometimes the woman is close to menopause age will stop seeing for a while, but then will resume normal real. So this is Akshar Chaz Veslim Komo. Ain't a necromena, Achyaka Shlosh Shapamim. Okay, she has to be okay again three times. And that's how Shulchan Aruch Pashtun Siflam and Aleph 33. Chazo liros bonos katanos. Shai salimon liros by him in the past. Then chazo kusa rishon. Inves haflogos chazo karmusa. Imti haflogos kamo shai salimuza tchila. It's the same interval. Or in bisharvesis. Hafilo bepam achas chozeres le karmusa. Sharon is gale. Shadilo garishon lo sila damea haya ela mikre. Uvizeh, like I just said before, chomor din has a kana din akana shelo agiyas man leros. There's a chumrah that the young girl doesn't have, right? She'll go back. This one will go back after once. Okay, a katana would need three times to get back to her chazaka, to establish a chazaka. She only needs it one time. Yes, good. All right. Finally, that's it for Lamed Aleph. One second. But I want the Bira grow there. She called Memtes. Okay, the last thing that I'll do for today, for Sif Lamed Beis, is the following. This is now Kriyas Vesas Besoch Vesas. What does it mean? So look at the Ramban. Ramban on the right here. The Ramban says, Perk Hey, Avilchus Nida, or Ramban Os Tes Zayin. Bisman Azeh, Sheikh Mir Ben Osuel Alatzman, Shalei Tzichos Limno Tzimei Anida, Svacharas Yom Shalachayim, Echzik Alatzman Toz. Right, we're not keeping track of these 7 days. We need 11 days of Zivan and so on. Yeroyali, Shekach Dinam Vestas, Shein Kovos Oson, Afilo Besochime Nidav Zivan. Now, we've seen earlier in the year some of those Gemaras about being Kovas Vestas Besoch, you know, you may need the Vestas. We assume you can. Hagat Smacho, Sherosa, this is the case. Sherosa Aleph Bechodesh Vizayinbo. Okay? She saw on Rosh Chodesh and she saw on the 7th. Bechozo, Verosa, Bezayin, Bechodesh, Beis, Pomim. The following month, she's also on the 7th. Ata Omer, Lo, Kova, Vesis. Yeah, she's not going to be Kovea, Vesis. Shema, Ria, Rishon, Rosh Chodesh, Me, Yud, Aleph, Haya. Shal, Zayin, Bechodesh, Bechilas, Nida, Verila, Vesis. Vaisa, Ra, Beis, Agil, Yom, Haya, Rishon. So, in other words, she can be Kovea, so Vesis, in the middle of that time. Is there a time she could be... She sees... Well, let's see. She sees... What's the case in Ramban? Start again. She saw Rosh Chodesh in the 7th. And then she saw again the 7th the following month. Shema Rishon Rosh Chodesh Me Yud Aleph Haisa. Shal Zayin B'Chodesh B'Chilis Nidav Rila Veses. Haisa Roh Beis Yigim Yomim V'Chay Rishon Tok Yud Ches Lavi Yashar Karma V'Sharu In Lidida Rechon M'Kom V'Ets Min Adin V'Lo Rishonim. What's he saying? He's showing how we can't start cheshbening. In other words, if she's seeing every 15 days, then it's kovei avesus. Even though some of the basically saying, even though some of those days. In the count, if she's every 15 days, some of them are going to end up during the main Nida, some of them end up in Ziva. He doesn't pay attention to that. Okay? Doesn't pay attention to that. Okay, that's one point. The Ravid in Shar Tikkun Vesas in Gimel writes 36. The Ravid writes, Oh, Jesh Inyan Acher, she kovas Shnei Vestas. Kigon, look at his case. She rosa chamisha sabachod is there. Vishisha sabachod is there. 15, 16. If that happened the third time, now it's two vestas. Kol chodesh b'roilo. B'choshesh b'tchila b'sheni l'rishon v'shlishi l'sheni. B'kachi choshesh b'chol chodesh b'chodesh zeh. B'chodesh rabo achram atzitalish t'shalish b'vestik v'enu. U'shahuk b'shuv ina choshesh l'el yom shekova bo zeh l'chamishosar v'zeh l'shosar. Nimtu, Elu shnei vessels nigboim is shnei chadashim or shnei chadashim. Right, it's going to be two, they'll come out to two different days. Okay? In other words, what's the case? She saw, let's say, three times in Rosh Chodesh. Another time she saw on a different day and on Rosh Chodesh. What's the case? One second. Is that mixed up? What's the case now again? If she sees three times on Rosh Chodesh, and the fourth time she sees on the second of the month, and that happens three times, so she's still right. So she still has to keep the Rosh Chodesh and the second of the month, right? And the second of the month. Oh, yeah, that's what the Shach points out. Yeah. All right, so let's read again. Shulchan says here in Sif Lamed Beis, 37. Pomim Shaisha Kavas Oves Betok Veses, Ketzah. Ross is Shalosh Pomer Rosh Chodesh. Revius Bebez Lachodesh U Rosh Chodesh. What does that mean? The Chaim Rechamit Chayim Shish Ari Kavash Tei Veses. So Shach explained, it's a quote 9 Beis. Kane Bechalasorim, Kane Kazad Visha Prisha, Shatzach Lamer Bebez. Okay. Umixas Tifer Mechaber Isa Bede Besheni. It doesn't mean the second. How could it be? The whole case in Shulchan Aruch is funny. How could it be? She saw on Rosh Chodesh, she saw on Rosh Chodesh, and she saw on the second and on Rosh Chodesh. That's the same thing, two consecutive days. And therefore, the Shach thinks that the correct text is not Beis, but Chaf. And we had that example before. It's a printing mistake, he said. It should say Chaf. Which we read before. Her important chabe eze inyan tikva isha vesu vesu kigon she kavala vesu gimel pamim or shchodesh or shchodesh uberi revius rosa esrim biyachol bereish yachol. And then again mechain mechamishes ubeshishes harei isha zu kavala beis vesu bereish yachol. Okay, then that comes out. So two different vessels, right? It's not a problem. I hello Reish Yarchem b'soch Yud Aleph Rias Esim. Even though it's now the Rosh Chodesh is the 11th day after the Chok, so it's in the Yud Aleph. Ain't Rechav Klum. Shar Kavas Mitchilas v'Nehidah Chachila. Ain't Kavas v'Soch Yud Aleph. Avim Nikpa Mitchila Kvar Nikpa. Ain't Nekar. Atzi Nekar Gimel Plamim and so on. So that's how the Shach, in other words, the Shach says that the Girsay is incorrect. It means she saw on the 20th, and again on Rosh Chodesh, and so too on the 5th and 6th month. She's on the 20th and on Rosh Chodesh. In such a case, she ended up being Koveya twice, the best of the best. She's going to have the best on the Rosh Chodesh and the best on the 20th. Okay? Again, some of these are technical points. But again, just to stress, all right, so what else I want to bring out over here? That's the one of these. Yeah. All right. Anyway, I mean, all of these cases also, again, with the Kana, so that's not really terribly relevant. With the Kana, it can be relevant. It can be relevant because the menopause system is not just suddenly stops and that's it. You know, shuts off a faucet. Usually when a girl starts to get her period, she gets it regularly. And the case that we said about the Tana are not terribly common. But cases of Cana can be, you know, she'll start and stop again and so on. So she would have to keep track, as we said. And she'll even end up having, you know, this Vesus Besol Vesus. She can have this Vesus Besol Vesus. And also, like we said in the Shulchan, once she stops, she starts again at the same pattern, so then all it needs one time and she's back in. I also want to bring it out here. I don't think so. Okay. All right, so what's left basically is now, in this simon, is Muberis and Menekes, which will take us probably 2 days to get through. Those are very much Lamaisa, how we calculate the Vestas here. Okay, I mean, they have to look back when she starts getting her period again after she has a baby. So we'll have to look back now and keep a Vestas, a flog of a year. What are the day of the month matters? So those are the we'll discuss with Hashem tomorrow. You have the sheets, right? So it'll probably, I'm planning two shiurim, so Wednesday and Thursday. And then at the end, Be'ez Hashem, I'll just give a summary of all the, you know, the practical, you know, practical ramifications of the things, the practical for most women and the way things are done today, you know, and in the world that we live in today. And some of these things are not, you know, not the same nowadays, and whatever. So we have to live in the world that we live in. Okay? All right, so we'll stop over here. Good.
Thank you.
Okay.